You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, lift the hand in worship as you praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, lift your hands. You give me there is no one else like you.
Father, we bless you. This morning we give you praise. We ask that your word will bring light our way. In the name of Jesus. Use these lips of clay to pass life to your children. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord told us we will dance and rejoice throughout this month, he wasn't joking. God doesn't suggest, he instructs. He decrees it and it comes to pass. Amen. Praise God. Now, quickly, I want to show you a scripture. We've been looking at supernatural prosperity. Alright, so we're going to be looking at three principles of supernatural prosperity. Some three principles. So we want to look at a scripture. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Samuel. Alright, 1 Samuel chapter number 2. So, under the three principles of supernatural prosperity, we want to look at the principle of honor. The principle of honor. I think we started that on Tuesday. Honor. Honor is giving due reverence to another entity. Honor is the practice of the heart of giving due reverence. And honor is also described as the perception of an individual's worth. So you honor people based on what you think is their worth. Are you following me? Recently I stumbled on a video. I can't remember now, probably on YouTube or on Instagram, of a young man that was trying to propose to a young lady. Most of you wonder, Pastor sees these things. Yes, we see them together. Amen. All right. And he wouldn't kneel down. He said, my love for you goes beyond kneeling. And all right, there's no point. Anytime you use dishonor to prove a point, you lose out. You don't use dishonor to prove any point. You kneel down not because the kneeling down is the love, but because you honor the fellow. Simple. Are you following me? Marriage is an agreement of honor. You honor each other with each other's body, with each other's resources and everything you have. So he said he won't kneel down. He stood there and was saying, "Will you marry me?" Amen. You might need to tell him to go to the village to propose. Hallelujah. All right. Now let's look at 1 Samuel chapter number 2. If you are there, say amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's start from verse 26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. Anytime you hear the Bible describe a man having favor with men, you will see that it starts with favor with God. If you don't have favor with God and you ask men, it is called begging. Yes. It's begging. But when you have favor with God, it will compel people to give to you. Are you following me? Somebody sent me a message from Atlanta, Georgia. And I've been ignoring the messages because, you know, sometimes you don't know what you meet there. And sometimes you ignore good things too. So one morning I woke up and I had the strong urge to reply all or most of the inbox I had. You know, I counted the days, probably 1 week and so on. So I replied that inbox and I saw, she said, God laid in my heart to say, she said, I've never listened to your messages before. I've never even heard your name before. God just dropped the name in my heart and I searched and I found the name and I saw you're a man of God. And Sammy, I have your account number. Now hear me. In most cases, or in some cases, you don't need connection to be blessed. God is the connector. Are you following me? He can put your name in the heart of those that matters. It is not about having people. Are you following me? Israelites had people, but the Bible described them as the mixed multitude. I'm praying for you. God will put your name in the heart of people that matters. Amen. Say that amen loud and clear. Amen. You will have favor with God and men. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, and there came a man of God unto Heli and said unto him, Thus says the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of your father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense and wear an ephod before me? Did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation? And honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and them that despise me I will lightly esteem. Alright? So if Eli, the house of Levi now, they've received a covenant, a word of decree, that this house is separated unto the Lord. Now, not just the clan, the Levites, but particularly the house of Eli. Are you following me? Alright, the word of prophecy had gone on. God said he appeared to their house when they were in Egypt. You see, you, I have separated you. You'll be priest before me forever. But what is God's definition of dishonor there? God's definition of dishonor there is that you are now beginning to rate what I gave you above me, the giver. Alright? I gave you those children. Meaning that dishonor is failure to master your stewardship. Failure to master stewardship. The things given to you are not to become your God. Are you following me? Now, hear me. Last week Sunday, we had that amazing young man sharing the testimony, gave his life to Christ, but discovered that he was working in a bar, not even a bar, a club, and he was getting paid. But he took the pain to reject the work and would have to stay stranded for a while so he could get another job. All right, he just gave his life to Christ, a new Christian. And he was walking. He saw a company. They didn't put any sign of application there. And he had the nudge in his heart to go inside and check. Are you following me? He went inside and checked and said, "We are not recruiting anyone, but come." Now, instead of placing him on, what was it called now, probation, all right, they said no. All right, you will be learning on the job and you get paid immediately. And it takes others some months to get paid. All right, a life that honors God will be honored back in return. That's the principle. Let me say this to you. Your following God must cost you something that looks like God. Are you following me? Yes. Look up. The principle is simple. The moment it begins to take the position of God, the only way out is for it to die. Look at what God told Abraham. He had waited about 25 years, roughly, for the fulfillment of the promise. The promise came. It came. He should relax. But God kept quiet. Waited for about another 17 years. And one morning he woke up. God said, "Abraham, today you will sacrifice unto me your only son." Look at the way God was stressing, like he wants to mock him. "Your only son, Isaac." Now, as at that time, he already had Ishmael. Meaning that in the heart of Abraham, if God had said sacrifice Ishmael, it was not a sacrifice. It was a giving. The difference is that what you give does not have to cost you anything. But you see, David said, "I will not give unto God what will not cost me something." So, it was a sacrifice. He said, "Your only son, Isaac." Not there. It won't stop there. "Whom you love." Amen. There used to be a time that God was boasting that, "I know Abraham, my friend. He will command his household after me." At that point, God couldn't trust him to do that. Because when you love something too much, you lose your authority over it. Are you seeing that? Isaac was going to be worthless. So God said, "Sacrifice your only son, Isaac, whom you love." And he didn't tell him how to go about it. So Abraham picked his son Isaac, got a rope, got a wood, got a few servants, and said, "We want to go up to sacrifice unto the Lord. We want to go up to sacrifice unto the Lord." At some point, Isaac protested. "We have the wood. We have the rope. We have the fire. But where is the sacrifice?" He said, "The Lord will provide for himself." All right? Unknown to the young man, that's the sacrifice. But guess what? Abraham was not going to sacrifice Isaac. From the moment he said, "Yes, Lord," he had sacrificed him. What God wants is not the substance, it is the heart position. Are you following me? Alright? If you are tired of watching your Isaac die, never have any Isaac. In the sense that, don't have anything in your heart that is likely going to take the position of God. The moment it does, it will no longer yield to you what it should yield. Alright, and of course, you know, father and son relationship had died that day. Because that day, that boy saw a very horrifying movie. You think Abraham was saying, thus says the Lord, and thou shalt lie down, and I shall slew thee, and thou shalt die. And the Lord shall accept thee as a holy sacrifice. And he'll say, yes, Father, as the Lord has said, so will I do. Amen. Listen, the number one instinct in everyone is the instinct for survival. Amen. That's why you have adrenaline hormone. When you are in the face of danger, you can do the impossible. Are you following me? I didn't see Abraham, but he must have sustained some scars. And God looked up. And look at what God said. God said, now I know that you fear me. Now, God did not say, now I know you have faith in me. You see, honor towards God is reverence towards God. It's called the fear of God. All right? The fear of God is not a panic kind of fear. In those days, when we want to steal meat from the pot, we look up. Ah, they say this God makes the earth his footstool. What if he tramples on my head? But it is reverence. And God said, now I know that you fear me. Look at what God said. I swear by my name, in blessing I will bless you. You cannot honor God and be stranded. Let me say this to you. As you embark on the journey of life, you will meet things that will seek to take the position of God in your heart. I'm telling you. You will meet people. You know, sometimes you say to yourself, you started a relationship, you had so much confirmation, but at the end of the day, it didn't work out. God saw your tendencies. That's why you cried so much. So you cried. You cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. But you see, when you are rebelling against God, you don't cry that much. Because it doesn't really matter. Are you following me? When you truly honor God, God will multiply the honor and give it back to you. Alright? He said, they that honor me, I will honor. But they that despise me, I will lightly esteem. Alright? That's why I advise you. When we step out to give our tithe, it is not an obligation of life and death. Somebody asked me, if I don't give my tithe, will I go to hell? Why will you go to hell? So Jesus came to die for tithe. No way. Alright? But it's already clear that there's something seated in the chiefest position of your heart, which is your money. Check. You know, there are Christians who don't plan. They plan their finance, but they don't plan their offering. They don't plan it. That is, they give it as it comes. So sometimes it never comes. When we honor God, there are things we will not do. Alright, a man who honor God will not be asking, is there a way I should dress? This dress is revealing a part of my breast. Is it okay? To you, is it okay? Do you have any baby that is drinking milk yet? You don't. Alright, preserve it for the baby. If it doesn't honor you, it doesn't honor God. It doesn't. Are you following me? Say loud and clear, I will honor God with my body. Say it again. Say it again. Let me show you a scripture. And I'll tell you a story you probably have not heard me share before. And it will bless you. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. Thank you, Lord. Are you there? Are you there now? Now, look at from verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. All right, meaning that the moment a man fails to glorify God as God, he will be given to vain imaginations. See, listen. Vain imagination is a very terrible thing. Look up. Let me tell you what that means. It means a force that is greater than the man, or let me use the word higher than the man, and more terrible, will be in charge of the fellow's heart, pumping different thoughts. There are thoughts that come to the mind of people that they are not capable of thinking. But those thoughts will dominate their heart first because they have not allowed God to reign there. Those thoughts are not their thoughts. Alright. One of us called my attention to something. I think I shared during ISA. Was trying to win a soul. Was trying to. And the fellow said, I really want to serve God, but you know what? I can't serve God now. I'm having so much difficulty. There's this man of God that keep chatting me up, this. And when he got the chat and forwarded it to me, all right, they call it sex chat. There's no way a man of God, even a born-again Christian, would have done that. That's vain imagination. Listen, when imaginations becomes vain, it will lead a man to act in a direction without consideration of the consequence. In the sense that all the man will see is what he wants to indulge in. He will never see the consequence. It is a darkened counsel. Are you following me? One of the things that shows that your heart is pure is that you understand consequences. Have you seen cases of men sleeping with their daughters? And you ask, how did a man get to this point? Vain imagination. Is it not vain to look at your own daughter and then see her lustfully? Alright? Vain imaginations. We can go on and on and on and on. You hear of stories of people who work with certain churches, their accounting offering, and then they will pick some checks and put in their own pocket. It takes vain imagination to do that. Alright? You steal from God and then want the same God to bless you. Don't think of the consequence. You don't know that it's possible to take such a thing and yet be driving on the road and then buy a car with it. The car becomes a coffin. Are you following me? Alright? Honor towards God. We can go on and on and on. But there is one more dimension of honor I need to tell you. You need to learn it. And you will not just learn it, you will practice it this morning. Are you following me? Alright, Exodus 20, verse 12. Exodus 20, verse 12. Turn your Bibles there, quickly. Exodus chapter number 20, verse 12. If you are there, say amen. Alright, wait. Exodus is the second book in the Bible. If you are looking for the book of Epaphroditus, you need to be born again. Amen. Alright, look at it. Are you there? Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Amen. Honor what? Say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Now hear me. Regardless of your culture, honor towards your parents is a constant. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual parenthood now. If you honor your spiritual father more than you honor your father, you have been deceived. Hear me? The blessing that flows from the priest is different from the one that flows from this dimension. Alright? When you honor your spiritual father, the Bible did not say it will necessarily make your days long. But when you honor the one that brought you to this world, you will stay longer here. You will. I tell people, there are certain things I've never experienced in my life. Alright, to stand face to face and my father is talking to me and I say no. I've never done it. Alright. Sometimes the instruction may not be too true or too correct. But it must have his say. Even if I might later now find a way to have my way, but it needs to have his say. Are you following me? Yes. There are many of you here who are not accountable to your parents. Not accountable to them. Alright? You talk them badly. You are offended at them. because of the mistake they made. The question is, would they have made those mistakes if they knew what you know now? People will even go so bad to the extent that they will deny their parents and say, that's not my mother, it's our nanny, living fake life. And you forget that the seed that one sows, he reaps. I heard the story years ago, staying in Ibadan, that time, lived briefly in Ibadan, around 1999 stroke, year 2000, alright? So, our big mommy shared this story of a young lady that fought with her mother and dragged the mother from the door of the house to the gate. And the mother said to her, this same spot that you have dragged me to, your own child will do the same thing. Alright? And yet it happened. You must know how to touch the heart of your parent for them to bless you. Alright? Listen, let me say this to you. Let me teach you one way to honor them. Let's say, for instance, thank God we have many medical practitioners here. So, you are a nurse, you are a medical doctor. Alright? They sent you to school. Even if they couldn't afford it, all they could give you was money for feeding or cassava flakes. You know cassava flakes? Gary? Alright. But they watched you go there. One way to honor them is to honor them with the knowledge of your profession. If they are sick, it is your responsibility. Alright. It's your duty to go home and check their BP. Alright. If you're a lawyer, we have lawyers also here. Have some who are watching online. It's your duty to make sure that they don't lose any case. Yes. Are you following me? For some of you, your parent calls you, come and help me type this text message to so and so and so. You grumble. Alright, why? You say at this stage, so you don't know how to use an Android phone. Hear me. Before you knew how to know how to use those Android phones, who paid for the bills of your school? There are many of you here that are complaining that your parents are not considering the fact that you are an adult now. They don't know. They don't know that much. You know, sometimes people come to the house and see probably somebody is dressed in the house and I'm adjusting the belt or adjusting the hair or I'm used to it. Just, okay, do this. Oh, good. Because even at this age, if my father comes now, you come, Pastor Lee, come. And say, pimples on her face. What's happening here? Come, wait. And I start breaking it. Yoruba has an adage. They said, a child may grow old, but not in the face of the parent. Alright? To them, you are still that same child they were carrying. There are many of you here who are doing terrible things. You come from home. You buy chivita. You buy many things. You buy wine. I say, Pastor, I brought this for you. Thank you. My house is full now. I bless God for you. Thank you. You will do something today, right, and you'll do it on your seat. You will send a message of appreciation to them. Alright, hear me. Have you ever seen the way I celebrate my father? Have you seen it before? Many of you say, I don't like that man, he gets drunk. You are saying with your prophetic mouth, and you are not married. The one you are about to marry, they are soaking him in gouda. That's where he's doing his baptism. River Goldberg. Hey, man. You know, my mother looked at me and said to me, he said, I know that none of my children pray for me the way you do. Alright, I know several times that I could have lost either of them, but for prayers and the mercy of God. God, you have raised me as a priest in this house. This will not happen. She called me one point. I said she went to the hospital. They said she is diabetic. She said, I'm coming home. We had morning devotion and 5 a.m. As she knelt down, I watched her kneel down. She was backing me. I went there. Take it! Now, she honors me as a pastor.
fell down and I was shaking. Amen. Amen. I raised that up. You are free. You are free. Amen. You are free, mommy. So, give her wine. Give her drink. Start eating anything. We waited 2 weeks. Then go back for checkup. She's been normal. Why? If you have the anointing, you must honor them with it. Are you following me? Good. Many of you, the reasons why your parents still look at you as a baby, because each time you go home, you are the one who is always broke. You can't afford bread. Bread. How much is bread? And let me say this to you quickly. Let me help you with this. Let me help you with this. It is more honoring if the thing you want to present to them is not bought in their vicinity, but from your vicinity where you are coming from. They are wise. Alright? They look at it and say, this is the same bread. They say, okay. Meaning that they came as an afterthought. You never remember them until you got there. It is true honor when you buy it deliberately from your vicinity. I'll be traveling home tomorrow, so I'm going to shop right to buy a few things, and I'm doing that. Let me say this to you. If I go to my father's house today, I wash his clothes with my hand, myself. Alright? I grew up washing his clothes. Alright? He can give those clothes to laundry men, but with my hand. And those times when I was growing up, I love to wash them because I do find money inside. You know, but later I changed. Amen. But I wash them. Hear me. Listen. I don't just wash them. I go to the market. He loves fresh fish. So I buy it, and he also loves goat meat. I buy it and I cook it with my hand. All right. Till tomorrow, if I go home, I do these things. I have received different kinds of blessings from them. One way to honor them also is to live by the principles they brought you up with. Don't be the one they are trying to bail from police station. The one that they will be running after in their old age. Now, you have the next 2 minutes. Pick your phones. Pick your phones. You text your babes. Okay? Yes. And many of you who don't talk with your parents for a whole month. Chairman and chairlady. Pick your phones. Hear me. If you have above 1,000 naira in your account, alright, transfer something to them. If you have less than, alright, convert it to a charge card and send to both of them. Now do it now. I'm going to pronounce a blessing over you. Check as doors will open for you. You have the next 2 minutes. Pastor, do yours. I'm doing mine. I'm doing mine. Do yours. Thank you, Lord. Are you there? Honor them. Pour sweet words on them. And make sure, all right, make sure your parents' account number is saved on your phone. It must be saved. Are you following me? It must be what? It must be saved. Don't be the one who will have to call them. Daddy can have your account number again. It must be saved. All right, good. Say sweet things to them, right? You are covering, you are not writing exam. Say something amazing. I just thought about you this morning, and I want to say thank you for all the things you've done for me. Your unseen labors, the prices you paid on my behalf, the tears, everything. I recognize them, and I truly honor you. I love you, Daddy. If you are not in good times with them, send I am sorry. I sincerely apologize for my misbehavior and my assumptions towards you. Please have mercy on me. I'm your child, and you forever remain my father or mother, whichever one. Put it there. Put it there. choose to honor your parents, honor them. Your days will be long in the land that the Lord has given you. There are some of you here, I know you it's your dad you must send to. I know you. Amen. I know how it will be difficult to send that one. Send it. I will check. It must be nice. Don't say I love you with the love of Christ. Those watching and listening online, do the same. Do the same. Alright? Do the same. Do something amazing for your parents this morning. Amen. We must live by these principles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Alright. Are you done? Oh. Still trying to transfer? Is this how long it takes you to send money? Oh, glory. Amen. Who are those who have just sent money to their parents? Can I see your hands up? Those who sent money this morning. Beautiful. Those who sent recharge card. Let me see your hands up. Sent recharge card. Alright, good. Okay, those who are sending messages. Messages. Oh, you are sending money, recharge card, and message. Oh, beautiful. Good. And if there's anyone here, alright, that says, you know what, my father is not alive, my mother is not alive, hear me. The one that God used to raise you, alright, send message to them. They play the role of father and mother. Honor them truly. And if you are privileged here, you have both of your parents alive, you don't know what God has done for you. You don't know. Alright? You don't know. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, good. Those online are doing the same. So, somebody said, I don't, Pastor, I'm so broke. I don't even have text message. What's it called? Card on my phone. All right. If I say see me, I don't want my office to be full. But I'll pray for you. Amen. Okay. Are we there? Let's rise while we are still doing that. Let's rise to our feet. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This morning, I want you to confess your honor towards God. Say, God, I honor you with my life. Anything that does not look like you in my life, I surrender them. In the name of Jesus, I honor you. Amen. Amen. Now, before I pray for you, if you want your journey to be fast, you must hate what God hates and love what He loves. See, it's simple wisdom. If you hate what God hates, you are blessed. But if you love what God hates, you can't prosper with it. Are you following me? I said, if you love what God hates, you can't do what? You can't prosper with it. Honor God with your body. I'm going to be talking about that later. Honor Him. Honor Him with your substance. Honor Him. Alright? I pray over you this morning, you are blessed. Amen. Strategically, you are helped. Amen. You will enjoy the mercies of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This week, as we have chosen to walk the path of honor, you will enjoy supernatural prosperity. Amen. Doors are opening up for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard this in my spirit now. There are some of you here who will need to sew clothes for them. I know that word is for me too. Yeah. Yeah, you can afford it. You can. Amen. You can. Alright, get good materials. If you don't have their measurement, tell them, get your tailor. Just spoil them. At least for once. Don't say they have money. Keep quiet. Is it yours? Amen. Use yours to bless them. So now some of you will call them to get the money from them. It doesn't matter. But use it to honor them back. Are you following me? Aha. Uh-huh. I believe there's nobody here who is into internet fraud or something. If you honor them with such money, that is an embarrassment. You must honor them. God is not broke. Your parents are not. So don't use something that is gotten from a wrong source as a tool of honor. Are you following me? God is able to provide seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Praise God. I pray over you are blessed. Enjoy favor. Your own children too will honor you. They will not despise you. You will live long to see them and your children's children. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.